Welcome to the Christian Business Advantage Podcast, the podcast for Christian authors, speakers, coaches, and virtual assistants. I'm your host, longtime virtual assistant, author, and speaker, Alicia Avant. On this podcast, we'll talk about how to build an online presence through email marketing, social media marketing, content repurposing, and building and maintaining your website. After serving Christian authors and speakers for over a decade, I have learned a great deal about their greatest needs, and it continues to be a privilege to serve them. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Christian Business Advantage Podcast. My name is Alicia Avant, and I'm your host. And today we're continuing our series on four programs or services that I am thankful for. And today we're going to be talking about my project management service, which is called Asana. I have used Asana for a number of years. I can't even remember how long, but quite a while. I've tried lots of other project management systems over the years, some that are still in existence and some that have gone by the wayside. But I really have stuck with Asana the longest out of all of these programs. And it is a program that I, like Canva, use every single day in my business. So I have four reasons today that I'm going to share why I am thankful for Asana and why I believe it is a tool that you might want to add to your toolbox for your business. The number one reason is it keeps me organized. Asana allows you to create projects. It allows you to create milestones. It allows you to create task lists and subtask lists. It allows you to share with others, like have teammates and things like that. And I do all of this on the free version of Asana. I do not have the paid version. I like that I can color categorize my projects so that I can keep them separated and just quickly look at a glance. It allows me to view my task by upcoming, by due today, by you can even look at the tasks that you've completed. So it is very organized in the sense where you can see what you've accomplished and how far you have to go with like the milestones and things like that. You can view it in list mode where it's like a list. You can view it like a board. If you're familiar with Trello, Trello does boards. You can view your task on a calendar. There are so many different modes that you can use it in that make it very user-friendly and gives you the opportunity to work with it in the way that you're most comfortable with. So it's not like you're going to have to get used to one way of doing things. If you create a new project, it gives you the opportunity to create from a template, to start from scratch, or even to import it like a list from a spreadsheet, like from another tool, which I really, really like that because if you're moving from another program, you can import it. You can also create it as a timeline, but the timeline is a paid option. So I've not used that, but I have used it as a board, as a calendar, and those are great features. And it also allows you to create reports if you would like to, and to set goals. So super organized tool that will help you to keep everything in one place and organized. Okay, number two, it allows for repeatable tasks. So the reason that I put this down is because of the fact that I have used other tools, much like this one, that would not allow me to repeat tasks. And what I mean by repeat task is when I go in and I set up a new task, I can set a due date, and if I want to repeat that task in a week, I can set it to redo that or like create another one for next week. So for example, we talked about a few weeks ago here on the podcast statistics and how every week I update my stat sheet every week. And so I do that on Sundays. And now in Asana, I have a repeatable task that every week it puts that as a new task. And this way, I don't have to type it in again every week, week after week, and remember it. It's already there. When I check it off tomorrow, it'll create a new one for next Sunday. So there were other project management systems that I've used in the past that did not have that ability or that capability, and it was frustrating. So that's one of the reasons why I love Asana. Number three is it tracks my steps. So if you have SOPs or standard operating procedures, you can create a list just for your standard operating procedures. So for example, I have some lists or standard operating procedures for my team, and they're in Asana. And so they are a task and then subtasks that tell my team members how to do those particular tasks. And so instead of me having to recreate this every time I get a new team member, or because I did interns on a regular basis, I can simply add them to the project on here on Asana, and they can see these lists, and it will walk them through how to do several of the tasks that I have my teammates or my interns do on a regular basis. When I bring on a new intern, there are specific tasks that every one of my interns is responsible for. And that way it teaches them essentially without me having to do it new every single time. So it's a tool within a tool, really, honestly, and it tracks the steps that you need to do and helps you to stay on track and focused, which is number four. I have, over the years, tracked my projects many different ways. And I still use some of these things in conjunction with Asana. But for example, I used to write everything down on a to-do list and tracked everything on paper. And the problem with that is the due dates and stuff, it was hard to find those on paper. And Asana allows me to open it up and that day click on and see my task for that particular day, to see tasks that are past due, that are due this week, that are due next week, that are due later on. And it's kind of a forecast, if you will, of what I have to do in the future. And it helps me to see where I am in the process and if I'm staying on track, if I'm progressing as I need to on projects, which makes me a much more productive business owner. And I believe that's one of the reasons why, if you do not use a project management system, that you should, and why I think it should be Asana. So I am thankful for Asana.